Now more than ever, organisations worldwide must master the emerging technologies shaping the way business is done. In each episode of the Mastering Digital series, our digital gurus will speak to the key technologies, challenges and opportunities that are impacting in-house counsel in our digitally dependent world.
Hi, this is Jason Lohr. I'm a partner in the San Francisco office of Hogan Lovells. This podcast is part of our Mastering Digital series of podcasts, and this one dealing with artificial intelligence. So I want to convey some of the key things that will be useful to know, particularly with respect to the digital supply chain. We want to make sure we get right to the good stuff, so I'll just give a quick kind of background and introduction on artificial intelligence and kind of where we are today, and then we can go straight to the things to consider. So when you think of AI, true AI relates to machines that can really think for themselves. And that's not quite where we are today. Today, where we are is kind of what some people refer to AI light or an intro to artificial intelligence, which is machine learning. So machine learning is a technology by which machines or computers can be trained to perform a specific task where you don't have to actually program the machine or computer to perform that task. So this can include taking a machine learning model, which is often referred to as a neural network, and feeding it specific training data to learn from. For example, if you want to teach a car to distinguish between other vehicles or pedestrians using machine learning, you can feed it a bunch of images of cars and pedestrians, each labeled appropriately, and it'll learn the features and patterns of those objects that enable it to infer whenever one of those objects is nearby and distinguish whether it's a vehicle or a pedestrian. So kind of with that context, if you want to use machine learning for your business, you're going to need to provide that machine learning with access to your data in order to make the appropriate inferences or determinations. So this brings up some interesting things to consider. If you're going to use machine learning, you need to determine whether you're going to use an external company or service to develop, train, and run that machine learning, or if you're going to host it yourself or train the machine learning yourself. Hosting it yourself is the most conservative approach, but also requires the most effort on your part. You might want to host it yourself if you want a network that's only trained on your data and you can be ensured will only be used on your data. But again, this is the most expensive option due to the customization needed. If you're going to host it, but you want to have the training performed and the model developed by an external party, you need to determine from that service provider what data was used to train that model. Was this publicly available data? Or was this something that might have been trained using data from other companies or competitors? If so, you need to be careful that any inferences generated are not based on competitor business intelligence or confidential information, such as trade secrets, that might have been learned by that machine learning. You need to also control access to the machine learning and provide restrictions on usage so that any such learnings are not extracted and used in the business without your knowledge. If your network is trained only on your data, the results will only be as good as your data and the amount of data and the variety in that data. Your data will likely be insufficient for a variety of edge cases. If the machine learning is hosted by a third-party service, most people know that they need to specify ownership of their data and the access to that data, as well as the deletion of that data after training is completed. But one thing to think about is that you also need to specify ownership and usage of any model that's trained using your data. You need to determine whether the machine learning is locked down and just used to process your data, or whether it can continue to learn based on your data. Also, there will be similar issues that we discussed previously if it uses customer data. If that machine learning can continue to learn from your data, you need to understand how that machine learning is going to be used and who can use it. There may be business knowledge built into your data that may benefit competitors if they're able to use that network after it is further trained using your data, which obviously is an undesirable result. You also need to ensure that competitors or others will not have direct access to that network itself after the training, as learnings from your data can potentially be extracted. Hackers are learning ways to feed dummy data into these neural networks in a way that produces results that are similar to what it was trained with and what it has learned, and you don't want them doing this with your business intelligence or customer data. Any ability to extract learnings about customer data can also potentially give rise to concerns relating to privacy, data export, and the like. Even if this hosted machine learning is locked down, you still need to ask about the data used for training, as we discussed previously. It's also necessary to understand that what was used to train the machine learning, because any bias or discrimination that was learned from the training data may be applied similarly in decisions made on your data using that machine learning. And this can be the case even if your data does not include information such as race or gender, because machine learning can learn relationships that result in biased decisions based on what was learned for related factors, therefore arriving at the same biased result. Finally, machine learning decisions currently are kind of a black box. So you provide the input, it outputs the decision, and you don't really know why it came to that decision or what the factors were involved. Various companies are working on solving this, but it hasn't been solved yet. This has resulted in slow adoption in certain industries, such as the medical industry, where you really need to understand what that decision-making process is. It's possible to constrain the machine learning so you can better understand how it came to the decision, but then that may be less accurate, so it's kind of a trade-off. So that was a lot in a short amount of time, and it's certainly not intended to scare you away from using machine learning, as there are a lot of advantages, but this was intended to give you a few tips on things to consider when adopting machine learning for your business. Thank you for your time.